Thanks to station sponsor Auskip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at auskiprecycling.com.au.
It's 7 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jefferson Shaw. The United States says an international call for a 21-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah was coordinated with Israel despite the Israeli government's apparent rejection of the proposal. It comes as the Israeli military says it's killed another Hezbollah senior figure. The BBC's Hugo Bashega reports.
The target was Mohammed Sarur, the head of one of Hezbollah's Air Force units and the latest to be killed in a wave of assassinations hitting senior figures of the group. The Israeli military also struck places it described as Hezbollah targets in the south and the Bekaa Valley in the east. It said the attacks included infrastructure on the Lebanese-Syrian border to cut weapon supplies to the group. Dozens more rockets were fired by Hezbollah in northern Israel, with most being intercepted or falling in open areas. Both sides appear intent to keep on fighting.
The defense minister is urging thousands of Australians still in Lebanon to leave now as fears grow of an all-out war in the Middle East. Conflicts in Lebanon and Gaza have been raised at fresh talks between AUKUS defense leaders in London. Richard Miles wouldn't be drawn on whether Australia plans to send additional troops to the region, but had this message for citizens still there.
The important point to make now is that if you're an Australian citizen in Lebanon as we speak, now is the time to leave. While the airport remains open, now is the time to exercise your choice to leave Lebanon.
The US president has announced more than $3.5 billion worth of military assistance to Ukraine during a meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House. Jonathan Kersley reports.
This was the 11th meeting between the leaders and the fifth time President Zelensky has been to Washington, D.C. since Russia's invasion began almost 1,000 days ago. President Zelensky thanked President Biden for what he said was his leadership, as the outgoing American commander-in-chief vowed Russia will not prevail. Ukraine's wartime leader is also meeting Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris, having laid out what he says is his victory plan in the war with Russia.
Low-income Australians are now spending more than 20% of their wages on groceries, according to a new interim report into supermarkets. Zach De Silva reports.
The consumer watchdog has reached the halfway point in its supermarket inquiry, finding Coles and Woolworths have increased their dominance as small independent outlets struggle. The ACCC's interim report has found suppliers are often being forced to sell their produce at a loss, while consumers say they've lost trust in supermarket pricing. It also shows poorer Australians are spending more than 20% of their income on groceries. The inquiry will now focus more closely on how Coles and Woolworths wield their market power.
Police have charged a rideshare driver over a crash which killed a father and daughter in Sydney's southwest. The 41-year-old man and 12-year-old girl died when the sedan collided with a ute at Milperra. A 52-year-old man is accused of negligent driving, occasioning death and causing bodily harm by misconduct. And every resident would have a swim spot half an hour from their homes under a bold plan to transform the city's west. Business Western Sydney is proposing 22 new beaches and jetty pools be created on rivers across the region.
Hope Sport.
With six races to go for the season, Aussie Daniel Ricciardo has been sacked by Red Bull Racing. He's been being replaced at Red Bull with New Zealand youngster Liam Lawson for the remainder of the season. And thousands of AFL fans will descend on Melbourne ahead of the grand final between the Sydney Swans and Brisbane Lions. It's the first time in 18 years that neither grand finalist is from Victoria, but organisers still predict as many as 300,000 people will turn out to cheer on players. Sydney and Brisbane airports are expecting major traffic as fans fly down for the clash.
Hope weather.
A chance of showers today, becoming less likely in the late morning. Winds southeasterly 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, increasing to 30 to 40 k's along the coast, heading to a top of 18 degrees across the city. Right now it's 13 degrees in the city, 12 in the west. A shower or two tomorrow, getting up to 20 degrees. A high chance of showers on Sunday, a top of 23. A chance of showers on Monday, a top of 22. That's the latest Hope news. I'm Jefferson Shaw.
Hey, I'm Claire. Colette, and this week on Raising Teens, we chat to Dr. Vaya Seekers about self-compassion and how your teen can learn to treat themselves with kindness like they would treat a friend.
So when you put those three things together, you can see how stress can escalate. We can see how the stress can then turn into things like anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. They're the things that self-compassion tends to tap into.
Empathy and kindness is all part of being human. And Vaya shares so much wisdom on this episode. Pick up practical tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 103.2 app.
Christians in Australia are privileged. We're free to follow our faith. But that's not the case for many around the world. 90,000 Christians are martyred each year because of their faith. Who supports them? Voice of the Martyrs. They bring relief to the persecuted, help the families of martyrs, and supply Bibles and other Christian literature, all to where they are needed most. Station sponsor, Voice of the Martyrs, serving the persecuted church. Pray for them. Visit vom.com.au.
Spring is in the air, and it's the perfect time to refresh your home. Sydney Blinds and Screens is the destination for the best window coverings in Sydney. This season, get up to 50% off selected window coverings. Yes, you heard right. From roller blinds to outdoor blinds, shutters to screen doors. Their diverse range caters to every taste. Visit sydneyblinds.com.au and speak to the team for a free measure and quote today. And don't forget,
best prices ever.
Station sponsor.
Rozelle Victoria Road truck breakdown eastbound, closing off a lane approaching the Anzac Bridge with heavy traffic stacking up behind it. Carlingford Jenkins Road at Oaks Road, we have traffic lights playing up this morning. Over to Auburn, crash reported Rawson Street near the train station. The Volkswagen Tiguan Allspace 132 TSI Life is available now from $49,990 with a $2,000 factory bonus. MY23 only, see website for T's and C's. Station sponsor, I'm Minnick Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Can you believe they let us do this?
Oh, you're in for the best show.
Oh, Tiff!
Brendan, I need you to breathe.
Yep, he's gone.
Okay, guys.
The mark's on.
Oh, Shania.
Debra,
all
right, let's do this.
Hope Breakfast.
One, two, three.
With Brendan and Danny Bell.
Bit of a dreary and cold Friday morning, but so great to be with you.
Absolutely. It's the biggest day of travel today. So if you're headed to the airport or loading up the car, about to head off on a road trip because it is the holidays, take it easy. Safe travels, please.
Yes, and end of school for HSC students this week, today. Send us your words of advice, shout-outs and encouragements as they wrap up and head to exam prep. You can text us on 0448 40 2020.
Just between you and me, when I hear your voice, I know I'm finally free. Every single word is perfect as it can be, and I need you here with me. When you lift me up, I know that I'll never fall. I can speak to you by saying nothing at all. Every single time I find it harder to breathe. it can be. 'Cause I need you here with me.
Marshmallow, here, here on Hope Breaking with Brendan and Danny Bell.
And a TikToker has revealed his inability to identify a vegetable. Because he shared a video online saying that he had popped down to the local Coles, picked up a lettuce, purchased it, got it home, and he said, my lettuce is a rubber lettuce. Complaining that he was duped into a rubber lettuce in the fresh produce area, he then cuts it open.
Yes.
And it is revealed that it is actually not a rubber lettuce. It is a cabbage.
Some of us need to go back to school. Honestly, I just, what is, come on.
And have the ability to, like, not tell people of your mistake, because that's just embarrassing.
Okay, no judgment. I'm just going to laugh, because that is really funny. Because do people get things like a cucumber and zucchini wrong?
They could do.
Yeah, I know.
They could. Like, I understand if you get apples wrong. You know, the different types of apples. Oh, there are all the different ones.
There's 75 different apples. There isn't.
There's like a 10. Lot.
But
like,
yeah.
Pink lady and you come home with gala. You're like, oh, hang on, that's not what I asked for.
Yeah.
If you came home with Granny Smith, then we've got a different problem because it's a different colour. But maybe colour blinds, that's a whole other conversation. But that's okay. But getting angry because you got a rubber lettuce.
Fam, and this video is so funny because he literally pulls a piece of the leaf off and then starts like scrunching it. And he's like, look, it's rubber. And I'm like, dude. And he's filming with somebody else and they're not even saying anything unless they've come from the same crop and they don't know.
Or are they standing there going, I cannot believe this. I am outing this guy for his inability to identify a lettuce.
Actually, I'm going to be quiet.
Right. Okay. I want to open up the phone lines on this one because I think this could be really fun. When has someone come back with the wrong thing that you've asked for?
Oh, yes.
We all know it. You've had that child, that sibling. Maybe it's a spouse.
Well, yesterday it happened to us.
Stop it.
With a coffee. We, we got coffees, ordered a latte, out came a cappuccino.
But that happens.
It does happen.
And that one does happen. I feel like that's an easy mistake to happen.
Right, right, right.
Everyone does it. But it cracks me up that someone would go to the shops and come back with the wrong thing. It was like, we heard a story a couple of months ago, and it was a husband whose wife said, can you grab some sanitary items for me when you're doing the groceries.
But I don't know if she said sanitary, though.
It wasn't sanitary, but I'm filtering that. It was something else that she asked for, but we all know what we're talking about, and it needed to have wings.
Right.
So what does he do? Comes back with a bag of chicken wings and a writing pad.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
Yes, a writing pad. That's
a writing pad and chicken wings. That's the order that he got wrong.
So he said pad with wings. She said pad with
pad
wings.
Pad with wings. What a blessing.
And he came back with a notebook and chicken wings. I'm crying. That's
at what
so
point
funny.
Did he not receive that and go,
oh, bud.
Just to clarify, why do you want a pad of paper?
Yeah,
And some chicken wings.
Are you hungry? You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, is that some sort of new modern-day marinade? Like, what's going on here?
Or, marinade?
Because we've got oven, you know, we've got oven paper in the drawer that we can use that.
Yeah.
That's fine. You don't have to put like a pad of paper
it's
down.
So good.
You can get baking paper. It's all good. Anyway, 1-340-2020, I digress. When has someone got the order wrong? You sent him to the shops and it's been lost in translation. 1-340-2020 or text us on 0448-40-2020.
Somewhere else far away, well, you know what they mean and they mean what
That's Pink here on Hope Breaker with Brendan and Danny Bell in 1-300-40-2020. What did you get wrong when you ordered something or when you picked something up?
Yeah, viral video on the old TikTok of a young man who purchased the lettuce only to get it home and go, this is a rubber lettuce that I got from Coles, scrunching the leaves, cutting it in half, and then realizes as the penny drops in his brain, he actually purchased a cabbage.
Wait, pause. Did he realize or was he told by the thousands of comments going, hey, dude, that's actually a cabbage?
I didn't get that far into the video.
I'm going to say that he didn't pick it up, which is more, even more funnier about whatever generation that was. And I'm just like, dude, really? But he's like scrunching it in the camera and he's literally pulls the audio over and he's like, listen, it's rubber. You're like, dude, stop.
Special. Yes. Special. That's a child with a cook, a family cook. Never been in the kitchen before.
That's right.
But hey, Josh joined us this morning. Hey, Josh.
Good morning. How's it going?
Oh, we're good. What happened with your order? Tell us.
Well, firstly, I just wanted to say congratulations for winning your award of Best Emerging Talent in Christian Radio in Australia. Congratulations.
Thank you. You're very kind. We are so overwhelmed and so grateful.
Like a caterpillar from a chrysalis, you know, you've emerged.
Danabelle's got her wings.
Oh, my life. Okay, thank you.
They're pretty wings.
Yeah, you're like Red Bull. You've got your wings.
That's right.
I'm literally wearing a Red Bull jumper. That's so fitting. Thank you.
You're welcome. There's also a rainbow in the sky at the moment, so, you know, it's all happening.
Yes.
I hope it's funny. I hope it's not boring. My story was I was in America, and America are very, very bad at tea. They do sweet tea, and they do coffee, and they don't really do the whole English breakfast tea, which is, you know, part of their rebellion against the establishment, probably. But anyway, I was in Starbucks, and I was like, surely they can do a tea. So I ordered, can I please have a tea? And she asked me with milk. And she asked me a few clarifying questions, which I should have seen. And I was like, no, just straight up, like, English breakfast, like, just normal tea with milk. Thanks very much. And I got my beverage and walked out, and I took a sip, and I'm like, what is this ungodly liquid that this woman has served me? And I, like, you know when you're expecting one thing in your taste and you can't place where it is? But what they'd actually done was serve me some sort of green tea, like floral tea, and then put milk in it. And it tasted like dishwashing liquid with diluted dairy, and that was the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth. So, yeah, there you go.
Oh, no. Yuck. And you said black tea.
Yeah.
She gave you green.
She had no idea what the tea was. So maybe clearly, like our lettuce mate, just grabbed it because that's what he thought.
Maybe she was colorblind too, you know?
I don't understand how you get black tea with milk wrong, but you can serve up a nice caramel frappe, half soy, half oat, half dairy with and caramel syrup and knock it out of the park. But that's how it happens.
Decaf so with a side of cream.
Yeah.
That's so good. Much. Thank you so much, Josh.
Keep them coming. 1-300-40-2020. When have you got your order wrong? When has it come back wrong?
We got a text message from Kate. She says, I do online shopping and have my shopping delivered. And one particular time I ordered some razor blades for my husband and they must have ran out. So I decided to substitute it with shaving cream instead. How that makes sense. That's the same person that thought that the lettuce was rubber.
Stop. These are click and collect stories. I've heard a few of those where people have done the click and collect and they've got the substitute and they're like, what are you even thinking? That is not what I asked for.
That is wild.
Yeah.
I have always wanted to be the person packing. Anyway, one day we can do
that. This explains why I need to be a control freak when it comes to my shopping. I'm like, nah, if I want it done properly, I just got to do it myself.
1-300-40-2020. Call us for the order that came wrong, fam. Or what did you pick up? A little bit lost in translation. Or text us on 0448-40-2020.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
What's up, Misadup? Misadup literally means delicious noodles in Indonesian. And right now, you can score Misadup Mee Goreng instant noodles on sale at Woolworths for just $3.60 for a pack of five. They're fast, budget-friendly, a little bit fun, and very Moorish.
So say, what's up, Meesut Up? And stock up on Meesut Up Minkering Instant Noodles today in the Asian section at Woolworths. On sale now for just $3.60. Station sponsor Meesut Up. Delicious noodles.
Parramatta Victoria Road on ramp to James Roos Drive closed northbound this morning with a crash. It's wet and slippery conditions today, so take care out there. Roselle Victoria Road on the approach towards the Anzac Bridge. A truck breakdown is blocking off an eastbound lane. We have delays back through the Roselle Link. A very slow run as well through Carlingford. Jenkins Road at Oaks Road. Traffic lights are flashing yellow. The M4 motorway building city bound through Silverwater towards Silverwater Road. I'm Monique Pavino taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032.
I have loved you from the start. I have seen your hurting heart. And you feel so lonely, but you keep on hiding, 'cause you feel so guilty.
Jordan Feliz here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell.
And we're talking when someone's got your order wrong. And there's a couple of texts that have come in. This one from Stuart and Stephanie that says, years ago, I did an online order for work. Amongst the order, instead of Band-Aids, we instead received a large packet of brightly coloured craft feathers.
What?
I cut my knee. Don't worry, I got a feather. What colour do you want? Terrible. Another click and collect mistake that's come in from Alison.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, they'd run out of a hair product, so they subbed it in some David Beckham cologne. As a single woman, this was not a welcome subbing.
These stories are so good. Honestly, keep them coming. 0448 40 2020.
Till the end of time, I want to call you mine. Thank you for loving me the way you do. Just a day.
And Ryan Ward here on Hope Breaky. It is 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Jefferson Shaw, good morning.
Good morning, Danabelle. Good morning, Brendan. Israel's Prime Minister has rejected proposals for a ceasefire with Hezbollah after countries, including the US and Australia, called for a 21-day halt to fighting. The US says that's despite coordination with Israel on the temporary ceasefire plan. Ukrainian officials say Russia has unleashed a new barrage of drones and missiles on Ukraine, again targeting the energy sector and killing at least one civilian. It comes as the US announced a new support package for Ukraine worth over $3.5 billion. Customers have lost all trust in the major supermarkets. The ACCC has released an interim report marking the halfway point of a national inquiry. One of the findings, low-income Australians are spending 20% of their wages on groceries. The federal opposition has come out against the government's misinformation bill that aims to reduce misleading information online. The shadow communications minister says it's an attack on free speech. Australia is preparing for one of its busiest days of air travel since the pandemic. Tens of thousands of passengers are heading to Melbourne to watch the Swans and Lions do battle in the AFL Grand Final or going away for school holidays. And one stroke is experienced every 11 minutes in Australia. The latest Stroke Foundation report shows the number of patients living through the medical emergency is at a two-decade high. Brendan and Danabelle, I'll be back with more news at 8 o'clock.
Thank you, Jefferson. And up next, it's been revealed that the old humble Opal card, as we transitioned from the physical card into the digital one.
Yes.
People have left unused credits on their card. And the amount, the total that is sitting there that has not been used is beyond comprehension. And so we want you to weigh in. What loyalty cards, what have you forgotten to use? You can share your story about that next.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danabelle on Hope 103.2. Here's Melissa Brown, principal at Covenant Christian School.
At Covenant, we know that Christian education in the early years makes a difference. We have the privilege of partnering with Christian families to form and shape the way a child will see the world right from the very start of schooling. We want our students to know that living with Jesus as Lord puts every part of life and education in its proper place. Come and see for yourself how a rigorous Christian education makes a difference, especially in the early years.
Station sponsor, Covenant Christian School.
Over Easter I tweeted, question, what did Jesus and chocolate have in common? Answer, they both should be celebrated every day of the year. After a rush of comments about how bad chocolate was, I got to thinking about the theology of chocolate and why sometimes people associate pleasure with evil. God made the natural world. Over and over, he said it was good, created for us to enjoy. The physical world is as much a work of God as the spiritual one. So when I'm enjoying the pleasures of this life, I'm expressing my God-given humanity and glorifying the Creator who made it all. The vibrant colours of a sunset, the scent of fresh flowers, the smoothness of good quality chocolate. These are things that make us feel good. There's nothing wrong with that. It's the Gnostics of the early centuries after Christ who said that earthly pleasure was the antithesis of heavenly good. But this is not God's heart. After all, Christianity is the only religion that saw spirit becoming flesh. So today, why not take some time to enjoy the beauty around you, revel in God's good gifts, and most of all, go eat a piece of chocolate. This is Tanya Harris of GodConversations.com.
Sydney's Hope 1032.
Be pleasing to your perfect name. Age to age, we try to find the words to say how wonderful you are. It overwhelms a human heart. Who am I that I would be the apple of your eye? Thank you so much, Jesus. You're all I ever need. Up a million times, lost myself thinking that I could go a different way, but you can't outrun amazing grace. The sweetest sound I've ever known is what saved my wretched soul. Was blind but now I see how beautiful you love for me. Age to age, we try. Asking for your peace to cover me as I sleep. Age to age, we try to find.
That's Aidan King and Paul Klein here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell.
At 1-300-40-2020, where have you forgotten to use a card? We're talking like the credits on a card or something that is built up.
Gift voucher,
exactly. Because it's been revealed that there is $143 million sitting on Opal cards that is still yet to be claimed. $143 million, Danny Bell. I have $7 of that.
Oh, yeah, I have $10 of that.
Yeah, well, there's a lot more left sitting there.
$143 million. Imagine that's in your bank account. No, it's across the Opal cards, man.
Right. And they say that this has been attributed to the fact that people had the physical cards.
Yeah.
Then they moved over to the apps. They've misplaced the cards. They've not linked them.
Or they're using their credit card on their phones.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so people have pre-purchased this financial amount to use on the Opal cards and not used it. It's just sitting there.
Now, this is sitting across 18 million cards. So $120 million is sitting on adult cards. $16 million, child passes. $7 million, senior cards.
What?
And then $118,000 on concession cards. So if you fit into any of those categories, fam, how about you go check your Opal cards? Because maybe you can
make a couple of free
trips.
Right. That is insane. Either that or the CEO of Opal is going to get a very big pay rise.
Oh, no. Or bonus.
No.
I'm sure. But to the local councils.
They'll put it off the debt
to pay
for the new metro. But gym memberships, that's another one that people forget.
Why do you look at me like that? Don't you out me on live radio.
So, Danabelle, gym memberships. Has this been something that you've
purchased
for a while? Or in the past? Yeah. Okay. Has that chapter closed?
Yeah. Because I had great intentions, you know?
Yeah, very good.
You turn up and you sign up and I'm the worst for like saying no to salespeople. I'm the worst. Because I'm like, okay, like, I guess it makes sense. They're like, yeah, it does.
And if you sign up with this special deal, you'll get these free steak knives. And you're like, stop it. I need steak knives.
I love steak. Yeah. But yes, I'm the worst for saying no. And so when it comes to the gym membership, and then I sign up, I put the deposit, I do all the things. And then month goes by and I'm like, I swear I was meant to do something.
Well,
no, I know.
Well, you're very good. Look, you might not be great with the gym membership, but you are good when it comes to frequent flyers.
I'm very good at that.
We talked about that the other day, and you're like, my frequent flyers are about to expire and I need to use them. And I'm like, because yes. I've been caught. Mine have expired and I lost all my points.
No, you've always got to be checking that.
I know.
Always.
Well, I learnt the hard way and I found out, didn't I?
Although it was through COVID where they were like, we're going to extend them, which is good. But then mine were about to finish and I was like, I'll just upgrade myself at like our flight to Gold Coast. It's an hour flight. And I upgraded myself because I had to get rid of these points.
I sat down with the plebs and you were up in the front.
Brendan, you were three rows behind me. Calm down. No. I was swinging my legs.
Yeah, but I was still in economy and I'm not a very tall person, but my knees were resting against the chair in front of me.
Anyway.
I felt not claustrophobia
this
for
story.
The first time in my life. It actually happened. All right. 1-300-40-2020. What credits or cards have you forgotten to use? Or text us 0448-40-2020. Oh, yes. Turn this one up. Happiness is exactly what I'm feeling on this Friday morning. Alexis Jordan, you're on Hope Breaky.
Yeah, happiness that I got you through the fast lane getting on the plane.
Excuse me. Don't you bring that up again.
I gotta turn this car around. I never should have left you there. Boy, this traffic is making me sick. Boy, I can't wait to have you near. Gotta hurry, hurry, hurry now. Quick, quick, quick. Just step on the gas, cause I don't wanna miss this. This opportunity will only come once in my life. My life. Gotta hurry, hurry, hurry now. Quick, quick, quick. Just step on the gas, cause I don't wanna miss this. See what you're bringing me, boy. It's priceless.
the things that you can give to me. I can feel it when you're holding me close. You're like one of the world wonders. I know I'm going under. Come see that I'm ready for this. And you're so good for me. You're my true joy. You make me want to say,
Alexis Jordan here on Hope Break here with Brendan and Danny Bell in 1-300-40-2020. What have you forgotten to use? Or call us on, no, you can call us on that. Or text us on 0448-40-2020.
You just roasted me off air.
About
I'm
what?
I'm just going to let this sit
about
for a
what?
Moment.
No, let's tell the people. No, yeah, that's you. Right. That's what I thought.
Listen, I just took a call. We're about to take it. And we typed their name in the system. And I didn't put the name in.
Yeah, because you never do. You never put the name or the details.
Look, I don't put the details in.
You want to bring it on air? We're going to talk about it.
I didn't put the details in because you can't read it anyway. So what have you forgotten to use? Your gift cards?
I'm taking the high road.
And I just kicked the bin.
Yeah, good. Just don't kick the bucket.
Your rubbish.
Just don't kick the bucket. You missed my joke.
Gosh, it wasn't funny.
Anyway.
What have you forgotten to use? Your gift card, your Opal card, because there is $143 million sitting on Opal cards waiting to be claimed. And Haley joins us this morning as we wait for Danabelle to
panel. Brendan!
Haley, good morning.
Good morning.
What happened to you? What was your gift card that went wrong? What happened to you with your gift card?
I got it for Christmas, and there's like $100 in it. And I spent about $10, and then everything got busy. I totally forgot about it, kinda, and then I lost it with $90 remaining.
And when
it expired in a year.
When you realized that, how did you feel? What happened?
Because I was saving up for something.
Did you take it back at all and go, hey, like, I forgot to use it, would you still honour it?
They, like, didn't accept it. They're like, no, you should have spent it, no.
That is terrible. But what an easy mistake to make. You're not the only one, so people do it. Thanks, Haley, for sharing. Some more text messages coming in. Sarah says, it's not gift vouchers that I forget to use. It's the condiments in the fridge. Often I'll buy a second one thinking that I don't have it anymore, only to find another one at the back. So if anyone wants curry paste, I've got you covered.
With a bit of fur. Gift vouchers is my thing. Although the latest gift vouchers in the last couple of years have been 3 years of expiry.
Yes.
So they've probably extended that because of people like me who just forget about them. Very grateful for them.
Easy to forget about them.
But it's easy to forget.
That's right.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care West in Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care West in Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress.
Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
Roselle, a truck breakdown has cleared off, leaving delays eastbound Victoria Road at the start of the Anzac Bridge. It's heavy back through the Iron Cove Link and the M4 motorway tunnels. Car Linford traffic lights are flashing yellow for Jenkins Road at Oaks Road. Ashfield car in the clearway, citybound Liverpool Road near the shops between Holden Street and Victoria Street. Parramatta, a crash has cleared off, reopening Victoria Road on ramp to James Roos Drive northbound. Still wet and slippery there, so watch your speed. I'm Anik Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
Hats need a beat, like a wake, need to sleep, like a pen, need a page to the right, you need a mistake. Love in you, you got so much love in you. I'm amazed that I'm talking to you. You look like the songs that I've heard my whole life coming true. Strike all the bells, hit them hard, make them all yell. Celebrate, infatuate, like a star, yeah. Love in you. I'm amazed that I'm talking to you. You look like the songs that I've heard my whole life coming true. You got so much love in you.
Love.
The Rocket Summer here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell.
And the majority of us, when it comes to sleeping, we don't sleep straight through. Head on the pillow, you're out right through until the morning. With the average person waking up at least 6 to 8 times during the night, that is coming in and out of your deep sleep. That's a lot, 6 to 8 times overnight. But there are those moments where you do wake up and your brain just switches on. You know that moment where you go, what am I doing? Why am I awake? How long have I been asleep? Why am I asleep? Why am I back awake? How long have I got to go? When's my alarm going on? Did I put my alarm on? I don't even know if it's on. Those
questions. Are these all the things going through your mind?
Yes, this is what this article says.
Very
according
good.
To the expert, that said that these things happen, and it's what they call the download. So your brain enters a space called the download. You're downloading the moment, and you're going through all your senses as to why you woke up at that time and that moment. Mm-hmm. But they've gone on to say that sometimes that can happen due to stimulus from things that we have consumed before we go to bed. The number one thing being caffeine. So people don't realize that there is actually caffeine in chocolate. So that little piece of chocolate that you might have before you go to bed, sitting down watching TV, you're like, I'll have those couple of squares of dark chocolate before I go to sleep.
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea. Caffeine inducing, and it will cause the download to happen during your sleep. We don't just wake up restless, but you actually wake up out of your deep sleep completely. Another one is that to not have meals late before you go to bed.
Yes.
Because your body collapses into digestion mode. Then once it's digested your food in the middle of the night, you've suddenly got energy to use.
To burn.
Right? You've got to burn that energy. The body's been busy collecting it and now you've got to burn it. But they're the two big things that can cause you to have a download moment in your sleep that wakes you up. Fascinating.
I just thought this was fitting because it's the last show of September.
Or the last Friday.
Or the last Friday
show of September.
But it's also the last show of September.
No, we've got Monday.
We've got
Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday.
Take us to news, Earth, Wind and Fire.
News. Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jefferson Shaw. AUKUS defence ministers have been grilled over their response to the escalation of violence in the Middle East as Israel rejects a 21-day ceasefire with Hezbollah. The Defence Pact joint press conference in London is the first of its kind outside the US. Hannah Sinclair reports.
The defence ministers from Australia, the UK and the US came together in London to discuss AUKUS developments, but the escalating conflict between Israel and Hezbollah dominated a lot of the press conference. They echoed calls for a 21-day ceasefire in the Middle East, but Israel has so far ruled one out, saying it will continue to fight Hezbollah with full force. The US and the UK are sending troops to Cyprus to prepare for potential evacuations if an all-out war does break out. But Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles was tight-lipped about what Australia's plans are.
The Federal Treasurer says cooperation with China is essential for trade and the economy. Jim Chalmers has held the first Australia-China strategic economic dialogue in 7 years. Dr. Chalmers says China's economic growth is in Australia's interest.
And we come to this understanding that Australia and China have complementary economies. As our largest trading partner, we have a deep interest in China's continued and stable economic growth and a deep interest in finding ways to continue cooperating where we can.
An inquiry into supermarkets has found Coles and Woolworths have increased their dominance in recent years as smaller independent outlets struggle. The ACCC has released its interim report into the sector. It's found suppliers are often forced to sell their produce at a loss, while shoppers say they're losing trust in pricing at the major grocery chains. Support services are being expanded for children fleeing domestic and family violence. The state government is investing in a program which provides a